For years, officials in Rice Lake have argued the shared revenue formula punishes taxpayers in regions with low populations and high property values. In Rice Lake's case, it's also a large regional shopping center in a rural area. Gary Horvat is a member of the city council.
Our city swells daily beyond our current residents. We've got about 8,300 residents in the city, and it's said that our population base for shopping is more like 80,000.
To find a way for all those shoppers to share in paying for city services, the city has proposed giving up shared revenue and using a portion of sales taxes. Specifically, the state would send back 1 of every 5 cents to fund city government. Kurt Schneider is the Rice Lake City Administrator. He says something needs to change since a continued erosion of shared revenue has left the city with less in 2004 than it got in 1993. The sales tax proposal would reverse the loss.
We estimate that the 1 cent out of every 5 cents, or as we put it, the 20% solution, would bring in about $3.4 million. And shared revenues for the city of Rice Lake right now is $2.1 million.
Schneider admits there'd be some risk since national events can affect consumer buying, but in the past, that's not been a problem. Local resident and Democratic State Representative Mary Hubler is drafting the legislation.
But I've been very honest with the city officials from day one.
It's a political hot potato, Hubler says, since the extra for Rice Lake would come from some other region expecting a certain amount of shared revenue.
If that isn't changed at all, and if Rice Lake gets $1 million more, that million is going to come from somewhere, someone. Now, it may not be communities around here, but it may be a community in some other part of the state that's going to potentially get less. And that is one of the political problems.
Still, Hubler says Governor Doyle has asked communities to offer innovative solutions and adds there's some precedence for use of sales taxes in specific cases, like the new stadium for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hubler is hoping for a meeting with the governor this summer. Her legislation would have to be part of the next biennial budget. To make the plan more attractive to lawmakers, Councilmember Gary Horvat says Rice Lake would have an added incentive to find ways to attract more consumers to the city, and that might spur competing communities to spruce up their attractions, too. The legislation includes a provision that money collected over a certain limit must be returned to taxpayers, or the city would be penalized. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.